breakfast in bed. I'll bring you coffee with a kiss on your head. And I'll take the kids to school, wave them goodbye. And I'll thank my lucky stars for that night. When we looked over your shoulder, for a minute I forget that I'm older. I wanna dance with you right now. And you look as beautiful as ever, and I swear that every day you'll get better. You make me feel this way somehow. I'm so in love with you, and I hope you know, darling, your love is more than worth its weight in gold. We've come so far, my dear. Ghost, 'cause you were always there for me when I needed you most. I'm gonna love you till my lungs give out. I promise till death we part, like in our vows. So I wrote this song for you. Now everybody knows that it's just you and me two.
And that was a song.
Say you won't let go.
I won't let go.
Okay. Say You Won't Let Go is not the name of the song. I was not telling you to say don't let go.
So you don't want me to let go?
No. Forget it. Okay. This is my good friend Tyler Joseph Schwartz. He is my partner in a lot of things, and I care for him in ways that he doesn't even know about.
Wow. Got nothing to say to that.
Clearly the feelings are mutual.
Yeah, so I mean, I have a great deal of respect for this man. He's actually my dad in a past life.
Not this one?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got me there.
It's tough. We're the same age, but I feel some father-son type relationship for him.
I'll never pay child support.
Classic dad.
Classic dad. Fantastic. Hey, Matt, you want to say anything?
Not really. I see the relationship going some other ways.
Whoa. Okay, yeah. That was a little rude.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Cat Murray, everyone. Cat Murray. Get it up. Cat Murray. Stop! Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
All right, you guys want to get back into the music?
I think so.
Not really.
All right, look.
All right, let's leave this up to
music kind of sucked.
All right, let's flip a coin.
Okay. I'm not a fan of music in general.
Do I have coins? Oh, they're in my jacket. I left them out.
I stole all your coins.
Oh my god. All right, we'll flip my phone. If it lands screen up, we play music. If it does not, then we do not play music. We're playing music.
Shucks.
Shit.
You just dropped the phone on the table.
Cat Murray, everyone. Cat Murray. All right. Go back into the music.
That was just a joke, everyone.
Just a prank, bro.
Don't worry. All right. And this is On Purpose by Sabrina Carpenter. Oh. Okay.
I got subpoenaed here to be in the radio booth right now. I'm here testifying against my will.
None of this is true. On Purpose, Sabrina Carpenter.
Crashing into my eyes, was I accidentally falling in love? Your words didn't mean to heal the hurt, were coincidentally more than enough.
guess that we did it on purpose, on purpose, on purpose. Baby, I know it's weird, but it's worth it, 'cause I guess that we did it on purpose, on purpose, on purpose.
Kicking these rocks, it's kinda hard to watch this life go by. I'm buying into skeptics, skeptics mess with the confidence in my eyes. I'm seeing all the angles, thoughts get tangled, I start to compromise. My life and my purpose, is it all worth it? Am I gonna turn out fine? Oh, you turn out fine. Fine, oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard, no, it's hard to remember sometimes. But you gotta keep your head up, oh,
your hair down. Hey. Only rainbows after rain. The sun will always come again. And it's a circle, circling around again. It comes around again. I say only rainbows after rain. The sun will always come again. And it's a circle, circling around again. It comes around, but you gotta keep your head up. Oh, and you can let your head down.
All I want for
Welcome back to DMX. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette
Lehigh
College Radio.
University.
Follow all the FCC nice. Rules.
We do follow all the FCC rules.
Like, for example, we log our songs.
On time.
Yeah.
And start our radio show on time.
Yeah, and we start the episodes correctly. We don't have guests unless they're registered.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we don't have people barging into the studio randomly refusing to leave.
That's never happened.
That's incredibly frowned upon.
What do you guys think? Has that ever happened?
I've never heard that. If I knew that happened, I personally would make sure this radio show was abolished.
Wow.
I think that's a good thing, actually.
I know some other things that should be abolished. I know a lot of things that should be abolished.
I don't want to hear about it.
Do you hear about some of them?
No,
no,
not
we
really.
Do not.
Are you sure?
Okay. Wait, it depends. Read the FCC rules and regulations right there. For what do you think?
You guys,
if you have to question it.
Nervous about what Matt Curry might say.
I am very nervous about what Matt Curry might have.
The good reverend.
The good Reverend Curry.
Reverend Curry.
Reverend Curry.
When I'm in this room, I'm exclusively Reverend Curry.
Reverend Curry.
Yeah.
What did you want to abolish?
What did I want to abolish? Well, I see here that I'm not allowed to talk about obscene, indecent, or profane matters.
That's
and,
correct.
I want to speak to ridding and obscene.
I can't allow that. I can't allow that.
So you like obscenities? Is that what you're saying?
I love obscenities.
Run rampant.
Obscenities guy here.
Henry's a huge sin guy.
A big sin guy.
Major sin.
Major sin guy.
I mean, just look at him.
The epitome of sin.
Sam, are you gonna help me out?
No.
I'm getting ganged up on right now.
Yeah, this is actually
not the
great.
First time I've been ganged up on.
Hey, same.
Sam's a good kid. That's why.
Yeah.
That was pretty indecent.
What are you talking about?
You're just look at you. You're doing it right now.
What am I doing?
You're just, come on, man.
What am I doing?
Just being indecent.
Just being an indecent person.
What in God's name do you think that I'm doing? That is so wrong.
Just being sin.
Nice.
There's a camera in here, Henry Schwaber.
Yeah,
just an FYI.
I was actually watching it earlier, yeah.
Oh, sick.
Wait, what? So you were were you watching the 11 a.m. feed from today?
No, we were
watching the 11 a.m. feed from here today.
No,
what are you talking about?
Oh, thank goodness! thank goodness!
And you are wearing quite the deep V-neck.
Oh yeah, I'm very much into deep V's.
Indecent.
Wow.
You know what I'm talking
That's
about?
It's pretty damn indecent.
My shirt. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm
wow.
a bit. I like shirts. And
really?
Various other clothing articles.
Me too.
And
not a fan myself.
Here to talk a little bit about clothing is the Reverend Tyler Schwartz.
Big fan of Crocs. You guys got to start wearing them again.
Crocs are actually back in style. That is
a
fact.
Making a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
They've made a comeback.
Yep.
Ever see the movie Rudy?
No. I've never watched
it. It's a big football comeback story about this guy who sucks at football but ends up playing because of his hard work and determination.
Just like Crocs.
Yeah.
Crocs' hard work and determination has put them back into the centerfold of what to wear shoe-wise.
Crocs are a working man shoe.
They are.
They really are.
Pure grit.
It is a shoe of the proletariat.
The people's shoe.
Multi-terrain.
The people's shoe.
They can be in the water. They can be in the
proletariat is not a bad word.
No.
Ah.
No, just keep going.
Why are you reading the FCC rules?
You must.
As soon as he hears proletariat, he gets scared.
Also, avoid broadcasts that criticize, or ridicule established customs and institutions, including the government
the
and
FCC
its officials.
The FCC is the bourgeoisie.
All right. Okay.
Please stop.
Wow.
Can we divert the topic to Jeb Bush somehow?
Hey, that's
bad. Oh, about how we won the election.
That's pretty
political. Yeah.
We talk about politics.
You guys think Jeb Bush likes Crocs?
Probably, honestly.
I can see that.
I can see him as a street vendor of Crocs.
Some, like, red, white, blue Crocs.
I could definitely see him peddling Crocs on the street and getting arrested.
No, like, that's more of a Ted Cruz type thing, I'd say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like selling Bibles and Crocs.
Yeah, Jeb, I think he would just sell, like, avocados.
Guac bowl.
Guac bowls, yeah.
Guac.
Oh, guac.
Jeb's guac bowl.
What's that?
Big fan.
Do you not know what guac is?
Nah.
Guacamole?
What's guacamole?
Please just
so,
turn the music on. I can't deal with it.
All right. What's up next? Death of a Bachelor by Panic at the Disco.
I don't know if I want to listen to this.
Yeah. I'm I'm gonna leave the room.
Yes, finally.
Nah, I'm joking.
Oh, got him.
Oh, you goofed me. You really goofed me.
I'm gonna stay.
Okay.
Please
well,
don't. I'd rather you comfortable here. I'm not comfortable with you here.
Can I stay here?
No.
And muting their mic. Death of a Bachelor.
They don't have a mic.
Panic at the Disco.
I'm gonna get a mic.
Do I look lonely? I see the shadows on my face. People have told me I don't look the same. Maybe I lost weight. I'm playing hooky with the best of the best. Put my heart on my chest so that you can see it too. I'm walking the long road, watching the sky fall. The lace in your dress tangles my neck. How do I live? The death of a bachelor, oh, letting the water fall. The death of a bachelor, oh, seems so fitting for happily ever after. Ooh, how could I ask for more? Lifetime of laughter at the expense of the death of a bachelor. I'm cutting my mind off. Feels like my heart is going to burst. Alone at a table for two, and I just wanna be served. And when you think of me, am I the best you've ever had? Share one more drink with me, smile even though you're sad. Scared to death. She snuck out in that cotton dress. Jumped on in and we drove to the lake. Put her hand on my knee and said, I can't wait. I had everything we needed in the bed of my truck. Turns out my baby loves to fish. She wants to do it all the time. Early in the morning, in the middle of the night. She's hooked and now she can't get enough. Man, that girl sure loves to fish. After that, that's all she wanted to do. That was okay, cause I did too. She always wants to go down by the dam. And I love how she looks with that rod in her hand. If they ain't biting, she don't give up. Turns out my baby loves to fish. She wants to do it all the time. Early in the morning, in
in the middle of the night. She's hooked, and now she can't get enough. Man, that girl sure loves to fish. To fish, I love to see her line there on the bank beneath the full moonlight. Man, I can't even believe my luck. I found a girl who loves to fish. She wants to do it all the time, early in the morning, in the middle of the night. She's hooked, and now she can't get enough. Man, that girl sure loves to fish. Yeah.
And we're back to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio here in Easton, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. My name is DJ Henry G. Schweber, alongside DJ My Mama Don't Like You and She Likes Everyone. I am here as the PSA guy. That's my job. That's my role.
Yep.
I offer nothing else of substance to the radio show or the world in and of itself.
In general.
So let us get started. What do you want me to do? You know my favorites.
I think you should do a PSA. It's my opinion.
All right.
I think we have some more PSAs up here. If you can see those guys.
Yeah, I don't care.
No. This is childhood asthma. Isn't that a cause that you would like to support?
Not at all.
Oh, never mind then.
No. Children with asthma should just learn how to breathe better.
Wow.
That's my bold stance.
Why are you not a doctor?
Why am I not a doctor? I don't know.
Good question.
Haven't threatened enough yet. That's probably the reason.
What?
Hmm? All right, this one is about pet adoption. Here we go. This one is called Funny Habits. Just like we think our pets do funny things, they probably do the same... God damn it.
Okay.
I messed that one up. Different one.
Okay. I think not crumpling up the PSAs is a good idea.
Clean! Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands with soapy water while penetrating for... No! God damn. While preparing...
Stop it! Okay.
All right. Third time's the charm, am I right?
All right. I'm thinking...
No. I got it.
Okay.
Burn responsibly, 2011. When burning outdoors, if you know what I mean. Please remember, if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave. Always burn responsibly. This ad is brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and Smoky Beer. To learn more, please visit smokybeer.com, because only you can prevent wildfires. You know they called me the wildfire in high school.
Did they?
Yeah.
Why?
Rather not get into it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, we broke enough rules today. Not good. So yeah, that was a fantastic PSA.
I tried to do the first two, but third time's the charm.
Yeah.
And I'm really proud of the progress I made.
Wow.
Can you please? I don't care about their breathing.
Just
please
breathe.
Exit out.
Okay. Breathe easy. Hey, parents of children with asthma.
That's me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my son has asthma.
Okay.
And I tell him, like, stop wheezing. Just learn how to breathe. Like, go, and he just doesn't get it.
Well, let me tell you that preventing asthma attacks can be as simple as making your home and car smoke-free zones, cleaning up the mold.
That's only if you burn responsibly, of course.
Naturally. And vacuuming the floor to keep your house free of dust.
This just sounds like, this doesn't even sound like asthma prevention. It just sounds like how to not be a complete mess in your life.
Well, I mean, take it from the world's most famous asthma rock band, the Breathe Easies, with their hit song about simple steps you can take to prevent your kid's asthma attacks. Their song may be fun, but childhood asthma is not. Visit noattacks.org for more information about preventing asthma attacks and awesome Breathe Easy tunes. Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
I have a quick question. What is the name? What are the names of their hit songs?
Do you want to go? Let's go to...
I'll look it up right now. No. I'll look it up right now.
Noattacks.org.
Whoa!
You good?
That is a funky website.
Wow.
Can you just look up the Breathe Easies? Whoa.
Okay. All right.
I implore all of our viewers. Not viewers. You can't see us, thankfully. People have told me I have a face for radio before.
Oh, that's adorable.
And so look up the Breathe Easies. They have many hit songs, actually. Yeah, really many hit songs about it, about breathing easy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Inhale the good stuff, exhale the bad.
Wow.
Burn responsibly. All right, can we get back into the music?
To the Breathe Easies?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Next is Express Yourself, and next is Straight Outta Compton by the Breathe Easies.
All right. Yeah, and the remix, we are actually, this is a remix mashing it with Worth It by Fifth Harmony.
Featuring Pitbull.
Naturally. I mean, let's get back into it.
Sounds Gucci, fam.
Aw, thanks, Henry.
Give it to me, I'm worth it.
Like she loves some. Bring it back like she loves some. In the club with the lights off, but you acting shy for. Come and show me that you're with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. Stop playing, now you know that I'm with it, with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. What you acting shy for?
Just give me you, just give me you, just give me you. That's all I wanna do. And if what they say is true, if it's true, I'ma give it to you. I may take a lot of stuff, guaranteed, I can back it up. I think I'ma call you bluff, hurry up, I'm waiting out front. You see me in the spotlight, ooh, I love your style. Show me what you got, cause I don't wanna waste my time. Wanna do, and if you don't have a clue, not a clue, I'll tell you what to do. Come harder just because I don't like it too soft. I like it a little rough, not too much, but maybe just enough. You see me in the spotlight.
Like she loves some. Bring it back like she loves some. In the club with the lights off, but you acting shy for. Come and show me that you're with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. Stop playing, now you know that I'm with it, with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. What you acting shy for?
You see me in the spotlight, ooh, I love your style.
Yeah, so I don't know. I was telling my doctor about it, and he said something's definitely wrong, but I don't know.
That's too bad.
Oh, are we? Oh,
hi. Yeah, we're
and we're back. To DMX. So.
Yeah, lighthearted goof.
Yeah. So here at DMX, what I do is very important, as Sam knows.
Clearly.
And during that musical break, I brought it upon myself to look into the Breathe Easies a little bit more. And to, okay, you have to stop. He's like putting the microphone on his head like a unicorn, and it is deeply disturbing. So I took it upon myself.
According to you.
I took it upon myself to further research the Breathe Easies, and they're kind. You know what? I feel like we can relate to them on a very spiritual level, as they also produce the hottest indie pop vibes, but their audience is a little bit different.
And
I feel like
tunes.
We should definitely have a collab with them at one point, but. I want to point to one song by the Breathe Easies that I just found was unbelievable. The lyricism is just fantastic. Not sure if you've heard of it. Came out actually just a couple weeks ago from the Breathe Easies. It's called Gangnam Style. And it is absurd. Like, the poeticism of these lyrics. Like, DJ Mama, I don't like you and she likes everyone. I want you to bear with me for a second. I want you to listen to these lyrics. I'm reading them right off the website, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
I got a Glock in my Rari. A, 17 shots. No, 38.
Wow.
I got a Glock in my Rari. 17 shots. I'm like, yeah, she fine. Wonder when she'll be mine. She walked past, I pressed rewind to see her tuchus one more time. And I got this sewn up. Remy boys, they know us.
Mm-hmm.
All fast money, no slow bucks. No one can control us. Yeah, baby. Please visit the ad council for information on how to properly breathe.
Wow. And it's because, like, you know, Rari's, you know, commit pollution, right? Right?
We all commit pollution.
Yeah.
I think, little known fact, the third largest pollution producer in the entire country comes from Sam's mouth.
Oh, nice. Oh, my God. And there goes Henry's mic.
No.
All right. I mean, now that Henry's done with his radio show career, I think that we can get to the last song today. Good Grief by Bastille. What would you little maniacs like to do first?
Watching through my fingers, watching through my fingers.
Shuts my eyes and count to ten. It goes in one ear out the other, one ear out the other. Burning bright right till the end. Now you'll be missing from the photographs, missing from the photographs.
Watching through my fingers.
What's gonna be left of the world if you're not in it? What's gonna be left of the world? Oh,
every minute and every hour, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more. Every stumble and each misfire, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more. Watch you
favorite song. I've been dancing at the funeral, dancing at the funeral, sleeping in the clothes you love. It's such a shame we have to see them, but shame we have to see them, but what's gonna be left of the world if you're not in it? What's gonna be left of the world? Oh,
every minute and every hour, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more. Stumble and each misfire. I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more.
Can we be a party animal? I had to learn to live in the jungle. Now stop worrying and go and get dressed.
You might have to excuse me. I've lost control of all of my senses. You might have to excuse me. I've lost control of all of my world. So get drunk, call me a fool, put me in my place, put me in my place. Pick me up off the floor, put me in my place, put me in my place.
Every minute and every hour, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more. Every stumble and each misfire,
dab on him. All right. Yeah, that was Good Grief by Bastille. Normally only known for their song Pompeii, which I did a fantastic lip sync to a couple years ago. I just wanted to give a little shout out right now. My old roommate, actually, Julian Benici, is in the house. Give it up for Julian. Him and our perennial disappointment, Kevin Milton, are actually having their radio show next. So give it up for them. I mean, fantastic. Yeah, good job, guys. And Sam, any parting words for our wonderful viewer?
No. Oh yeah, give me my name.
Emphasis
back.
On viewer. One.
There's no S.
It's my mom. Thanks, Mom. Appreciate
it. No, Sam's listening in.
No, she's not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's
not.
So
she just stole my name and just didn't listen to me?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, thanks for listening, Mom. I hope I didn't do too much to make you disown me. I mean, I know it's coming anyway, but...
You're already enough of a disappointment. I don't know why she thought this would, like, boost anything.
No, I think she was just looking for an excuse to finally kick me out.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, Henry's mom. See
thanks,
you later.
Trace.
You're listening to WJRH 104.9, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
Love you, Mom.
Love you, Henry's mom.